Let me start by wishing everyone a happy and prosperous 2022. As you all know, we have entered into the new year with our COVID-19 positive cases steadily rising and many people in quarantine. Today, we have a number of people who tested positive during the end of quarantine testing and special measures testing. The testing center processed over 181 tests today, and we are still in the process of confirming all tests and conducting contact tracing. Some good news is that today we also have two cases that are no longer active. We have also noticed that some of our recent positive cases have come up because some persons are not adhering to the safety protocols put in place by our public health department. Many have called for a lockdown to control this, but we will not close down the island. In 2020, when we decided to close down the island, there was little to no information about COVID-19, and the outbreak management team decided on a lockdown to keep the community safe. One thing we knew then and now is that COVID-19 does not spread on its own. It needs a host to move around. And although we had a successful vaccination drive last year, and now starting with a booster shot, it's disappointing to see that people continue to disregard the severity of COVID-19 and act like we are not in this together. Thankfully, with all the cases, persons are experiencing very mild symptoms, if any. But this is no excuse to go against safety protocols and put the community at risk. I want to send out a stern warning to persons displaying this selfish behavior by not adhering to the on-island measures, safety protocols, and guidelines, and persons breaching quarantine or isolation. We will take disciplinary measures, as was communicated earlier in the day, and there will be consequences for your actions. On a positive note, I am glad that most people in the community take this situation seriously. They wear their masks in public, adhere to good hand hygiene practices, and do self-tests for extra precaution. I want to ask you to be considerate when going for self-tests and take one test per person and only when on special measures or if you might be a low-level contact. Self-tests are not for persons experiencing flu-like symptoms, as these persons should stay home and call Seba Cares, the hospital. As I mentioned before, our booster drive has started this week, today, and I would like to encourage everyone to register if you have not. Getting vaccinated has proven to reduce severe illness. You can register for the booster via Facebook or call the vaccine hotline at 416-5373. Or if not, walk into the ambulance bay without a registration. Open registration is also allowed. But please walk with your identification card and your vaccine card. We do hope that as many persons as possible go to get booster this week. So please feel free to go. I thank you and have a pleasant evening.